Next, we're gonna do the root of G, and all the modes are gonna pass through that. So we still have G Ionian. So and that's all well and good. And then the next mode is going to be G Dorian. So in order to understand what G Dorian is, we have to find the parent scale. Since Dorian is the second mode, you're asking yourself, okay, well, if G is the second note of some scale, what is one? In order to find out the parent scale, I'm going to try and help you figure this out. When you go from any key's root, let's say you're in the key of G, you play G as the one, and then to find the next note, you go up two frets, which would be A, right? Mm-hmm. So the distance between Do and Re is two frets, right?
A whole step.
A whole step, yeah. So that's important to remember. Distance between one and two is a whole step. Now, when you're in G Dorian, because Dorian is the second mode, it's the second mode of some other key, which we don't know what that is yet. So G Dorian equals what Ionian? In order to figure that out, you have to find where the one is if G is the two of that key. So again, how far between one and two?
It's a whole step.
Whole step up, right? But if in this example for G Dorian, you're already at two, where do you find one? But that would be three right there. You just played A. That would be the three. If G is the two of some key, so that's already play G. See, and it's not Do anymore. That's Re. That's Re. And you have to find Do. Where do you have to go spatially to find one? Yes, that's right. Perfect. You have to go a whole step lower. So play, what note is that? So if your theory is correct, if I play G Dorian and you play F, it should work. Let's see if you're right. All right, I'm going to play G Dorian.
What am I going to play?
You're going to play the key of F.
F major.
F major. Like a charm. You did it perfectly. Fits like a glove. Now in time you won't have to do that extra step to find the parent scale, because you'll just see it as G Dorian. But that takes time to learn the numbers and everything.
You see it by the progression?
You'll see the key, like G as the root. And you'll know the numbers of Dorian and you'll play the intervals accordingly. But that takes a few steps. So right now I'm just shortcutting the process by making you figure out that extra step. Mm-hmm. Even though it's an extra step, it's still a shortcut, because learning all the intervals and memorizing the intervals of each mode and knowing where they are on the fretboard is a much bigger step. Mm-hmm. But at least you get to hear the mode.